Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for May 4th, 2024. Saturday of the 5th week of Easter. The Master and the Slave. From the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." Introductory Prayer. Lord, thank you for granting me the opportunity to be with you. There are things in life, Lord, that attract me, but you attract me more. I hope in you, and I love you. Maybe I don't really understand what it means to love, and maybe I don't love the way I should, but I do love you. Petition. Lord, help me to embrace my cross joyfully. First reflection, bearing the burden. The world hated me first. This is the incredible story of the Gospels. Christ came, and the culture was against him. As the story of Christ in the Gospel progresses, the forces of antagonism get worse. The dangers increase with the turning of every page. This was a real burden for Christ, the burden of a parent whose children turn against him. Perhaps I, too, feel that burden. Perhaps I experience that rejection from those who love me, or from those who don't believe. Second reflection, loving acceptance. Christ courageously and lovingly accepted that burden. He did not complain. Perhaps he asked his Father for an easier way. It is the same in our lives. I often face problems, even when I want to do good. There comes a moment in life when I must accept my limitations and the limitations imposed on me by others. This is a memorable moment in life, the moment I accept my cross, as Christ did. That acceptance isn't easy, but at the same time, it fills my heart with a deep peace and sometimes even joy. Third reflection, seeking solutions. After I accept my cross, I experience a new courage, and my imagination fires up. Love always looks for solutions. Christ never stops searching for ways to get through to the culture. I must do the best I can to evangelize, even though I may encounter opposition. With Christ's help, no obstacle is too great. He will help me to overcome all the problems I may encounter. The important thing is that I keep focused on the fulfillment of His will out of love. He will take care of the rest. Conversation with Christ. Lord, you know my burden. You know what makes me lose sleep, what I wake up worrying about. Help me to accept it, as you accepted your cross. Resolution. I will stop complaining and see what I can do to alleviate the burdens and sufferings of others.
For more resources, visit regnumchristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.